All right, I'd like to welcome Robert Height, our funny car champion here at the NHRA Toyota Sonoma Nationals. Robert Height drives the Auto Club of Southern California Camaro Super Sport. It is his first win since Chicago of this year. And his crew chief in the car, of course, is Jimmy Prock. Robert is a defending NHRA Funny Car World Champion as well. Pretty interesting. It was a rematch from Chicago, which you came out on top there, came out on top here. And also kind of a neat side fact is the 2016 champion versus 2017 champion, kind of a neat storyline there as well. With this win, the 43rd of his Funny Car career, you tied Tony Pedregon for third all-time on the list. And again, second win here, and the first was in 2008. You know, we watched the race this weekend and kind of the whole thing unfold. It's one of the strange weekends, I think, for us in terms of consistency, conditions-wise, all 3 days, taking the very cold Friday night session out. So we saw fantastic racing because the crew chiefs really had a good handle on things.
Oh, definitely. This place is unbelievable. The weather we had this weekend, as you know, it can be real hot here. But we had three great days of racing, and then when you put a night session here where it cools down, you saw what we did last year. We ran 339.87 miles an hour, you know, on Friday night last year. So you know when that marine layer comes in and it cools down, the conditions are just crazy, and this is a fast racetrack. Anything can happen, but we missed it on that run. We blew it up at about 200 feet, so when you do that, that puts you behind the rest of the weekend. And then we go out there and we test a little bit on Saturday because Jimmy Prock, Chris Cunningham, they haven't been happy with our setup. So they tried some things yesterday, and they'll both tell you what they tried didn't work, okay? So they go into race day with more testing and more things, but they've got, you know, just a good feel for what these cars need. And They gave me a lot of confidence going into first round. You know, normally an 11th qualifier, you're not very confident. But they told me, they said, this thing's going to be just fine. It's going to run good. And it did. So, and we ran in the threes all day. I think we had low ET in the semis with a 395. Matt Hagan ran 395 first round. But the semis, we ran a quicker 395 in tougher conditions. So that to me was the run of the day in Funny Car. And that's kind of what set us up to get here, you know, to win this thing.
You know, John Force Racing, at this point, I don't think it can be denied. The Funny Car side of the John Force Racing right now is at its pinnacle, at least in terms of what we have going on. Cordy's car has been incredible for the majority of the year. John wins Denver, kind of a redemption of the circus. And then you come here and win this event. So let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, it really seems like the Funny Car side of things is firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, we are. You know, this is the time of the year that you have to get it together. You know, if you want to win a championship, you're looking forward to the countdown because it's only three races away. Okay, we go to Seattle next weekend, then Brainerd, then Indy, and then the countdown starts. So you better have your act together, and we're starting to gel, we're starting to click, and you know, there's only been one guy ever sweep the Western Swing, and that's my boss, John Force, back when, you know, he just dominated the sport. But right now, as a team, you know, Chevrolet's dominating the swing with two wins. So we got one more in Seattle, and hopefully one of these Chevrolets can pull it off, and we can say that we swept the swing.
Questions?
Walk us through the last run, the final run.
You know, as the day goes on, my confidence gets better and better, especially the way our car was running. But I'll be honest, I had my worst light of the day in the final against Caps. And, you know, if he'd have just made a good run, he probably got us because I didn't have a great light. And that bothers me because I had good lights all day, and you've got to step it up in the final. Okay, you've got to, you know, dig deep and you know, bring your A game. And I didn't. Luckily, we got the win, and you know, next final, I'm not going to let that happen. I'm gonna step it up, and I'm gonna be on my game.
That light didn't bother you as much as it did Caps. I don't know if you saw him at the end of the run, but he was really frustrated because he thought he had you since he cut a better light.
Yeah, but you know, he also rolled her in there pretty good, so he wasn't as good as what the time slip showed. And I don't think he was ever ahead in the run because of his light. You know, I was ahead of him the whole way. My car ran better. So, but if he'd have just run, you know, right with me, he'd have beat me because of his reaction time. And I'm sure he's a little dejected from losing last week. You know, he lost in the final last week to the boss. You know, Sonoma Raceway, they really know how to do it right. And this is a place where you want to bring sponsors and show off NHRA drag racing and your sport and your team. This place is it's first class. It's beautiful. They do everything top notch here. And we had a sellout today. This is where you want to come if you want to, you know, grow the sport. And Sonoma Raceway does it right. They the media, everything they do, top to bottom, is first class. And I can say that I've been here at every national event they've held here, you know, starting as a fan, you know, clear back in the early 90s, and then a crew member in the 90s and early 2000s with John Force, and then, you know, and starting in 2005 as a driver. So very fortunate to get, you know, my second win here. I call this my home racetrack because I grew up in Alturas, California. This was the closest national event to where I used to live. It's a little town, you know, northeastern California. So this place has a lot of special meaning to me.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Thank you. I don't drink wine, but this is the way you